Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap Show, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposits all the way up to $1,000. I'm going to need some more email addresses here. Oh, boy. The Eagles.
Something happened.
The Eagles and the Lions are not playing football anymore, apparently. So, good for them. You know, good for me, too. I just wanted to light money on fire and just kind of throw it out the window. And I was looking for a way to do it, and I found one. Betting on the Eagles and the Lions.
I mean,
the last few weeks.
At the end of the day, let's be really honest. Like,
sure.
The NFL is the league that Vegas knows the best. Like, you have the least advantage betting on the NFL of any sport.
I don't think it's that, man. I think it's the fact that we're now starting 12 backup quarterbacks in a league that has only 30 starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, but two games you just described, zero backup quarterbacks.
Jalen Hurts is a backup quarterback to me, and so is Jared Goff. They should definitely be backup quarterbacks for
sure.
For
some team. Two Pro Bowl quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Two quarterbacks who've led teams to Super Bowls.
And how many wins, Bob? How many Super Bowl wins?
Top five offenses in the league.
How many Super Bowl wins?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Matt Ryan's the same way. Should I put him in that list?
Is the Hall of Famer a backup?
He was.
Yes, Jalen Hurts is a backup, but Justin Fields just needs the pieces.
Yeah, Justin Fields just needs the right guys. But Jalen Hurts is a piece of shit.
I think Justin Fields would be identical to Jalen Hurts, pretty much.
You know what? Jalen used to kind of jokingly, or tongue-in-cheek at least, say that the Eagles just needed a quarterback, right? But I think what they really need are receivers who can catch the goddamn ball. Because four passes into the breadbasket, dropped, two fumbled in the fucking red zone.
My God,
and
dude.
An additional fumble in the red zone by Jalen Hurts.
It happens.
A.J. Brown had a ball hit him right in the dick.
No. Turning the ball over in the red zone.
Three times.
You should get fucking suspended for the next game for doing that. That is the worst thing that can happen to the team.
Three plays, three fumbles inside the 20-yard line. One from Jalen, one from Devonta Smith, one from A.J. Brown.
Wasn't just the reverse of the Cowboys game the first time we played them? Where they just kept turning the ball over and not scoring in the red zone?
Well, they had a chance to win. They actually had a chance to win that. They should have won that game. They were 1 inch away.
Yeah, we're banged
one
up.
1 inch away.
Jalen himself probably should sit a couple games out because he is hurt.
He's hurt. He looks hurt, right?
It's very unlikely. It's very unlikely they're going to get the one seed now because
we're fifth right now. We're not even leading the division. The Cowboys are now first place in the division.
So. Yeah, they're first place.
I don't know. It's not the worst case scenario because like I'm looking at all the other wild card teams and it's not great.
Yeah, they're trash. Yeah, I mean, you're the fifth seed, but that doesn't mean like, oh no, you might fall to sixth next
week. You have a
like,
1 in 4 chance to win the Super Bowl.
The Cowboys have to go at Bills, at Dolphins the next 2 weeks. They're going to lose at least one of those games, if not both, frankly, right?
Yeah.
I know they're playing really well right now, but that shit never fucking sustains for the Cowboys, ever. When is it ever in the last 30 fucking years, right? And you guys have 4 nothing games to close out the season. And the 49ers, to their credit, they only have the Ravens. That's the only tough
game. I think we have the Cardinals and the Giants twice.
Cardinals, yeah. Giants twice, and hold on.
Tommy DeVito, though. Watch out for Tommy DeVito.
Don't watch out for him. That's a waste of your time.
Yeah, but for the Eagles, last week they lost 42-19. To the 49ers. This week they lost 33-13. That game could have been worse. They didn't really play in the fourth quarter.
Sometimes you're just going to get a little cold.
The Seahawks next.
I'm not worried about the Seahawks.
I'm not either.
Now, they'll probably win out these last 4 games, but it is an opportunity to sit Jalen for a while.
I kind of want the Rams to make the playoffs. Solely.
I absolutely want the Rams to make the playoffs.
Solely, so for whatever reason, I think they're the only team that can beat the 49ers because it's just a weird matchup.
Yeah.
The Rams?
I think the Rams, like, for whatever reason, like, McVay, he understands Shanahan. He can beat Shanahan. And they just match up well with them.
He's like Shanahan's Hugh Freeze to Nick Saban.
Kind of. Like, they're not a better team, but for whatever reason, since they're in the same division, they can catch him.
Yeah.
Drew Locke, by the way, for Seattle against the San Francisco team, he looked better than Geno Smith, in my opinion. Well, I hope they ride with him the rest of the year.
Yeah. Honestly, I was curious. I didn't get to watch the game, but I was curious about his stat line because he's a Mizzou guy. And I was like, oh, that's for coming cold out of the cold against the Niners defense?
Against
like,
the best defense, yeah.
That's not bad. That wasn't bad.
He looks good, man. They covered, too. 49ers did not cover that spread against the second string quarterback there. So they got that going for them, which is nice. But for real, there's four teams left in this, in my opinion. Maybe five that can win the Super Bowl. Not really sure what's going to happen with the Chiefs this offseason. If I'm Pat Mahomes at this point, I go back in, restructure my salary, and buy some wide receivers.
Dude, that Kadarius Toney offsides.
Yeah, step one is to get rid of Kadarius Toney.
Permanently.
Even if you replace him with nothing, you've upgraded the team.
Sure have.
Just like a bag, like a grocery bag that a hobo took a dump in.
Yeah.
As long as it's lined up on sides. I don't know. That is actually worse. You were complaining a second ago about the fumbles in the red zone or whatever. Look at that fucking play. He's staring at the ball, waiting for it to snap, and doesn't realize that he's standing in front of it. It's so fucking bad.
It's so much worse than that. Like, having played football since I was a very tiny child all the way up, and playing receiver, even as a kid in Pop Warner football, when you line up, you look over at the official, you hold up your hand, you say, am I on sides? Yes or no?
Yeah.
I give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I watched the replay of that 30 times. He did nothing. He did nothing. And that's what you're taught to do that as a child, let alone an NFL athlete. I don't know what Mahomes was bitching about. Not only is he off sides, but it's the receivers. It's his fucking fault to ask the referee, am I on or off? And if he says, hike it up a little bit, it's easy.
You can also look on the other side of the line and see your other receiver lined up in the correct position, or you can look down at your feet and then look at the center with the ball and see if you're in the right position. There's a million ways to solve that
problem. But the ref is right there. Every player asks every
game. Was lined up in the slot kind of though.
It doesn't matter. Every wide receiver, every game, they look at the ref and they say, good, cool.
He was about as far away from a referee as a receiver could be, but I'm more angry. You're right though, but I am angrier at the fact that the last thing you see before the play starts is him staring dead at the fucking ball.
I'm just, I can't help but laugh at the reaction that Mahomes has.
Me neither.
Like a guy who's gotten nothing but calls year in and year out, finally, it's going the other way. And
2 weeks in a row, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, it's understandable. It's it's not working exactly how I want it to. It hasn't been like this.
Well, when you take a $500 million and then you have no money to spend on any form of offense there, that's your own fault, bud. But watching the Chiefs' demise here, because they're 8-5. Bills are coming back now at 7-6.
I guess Travis Kelce just isn't going to make the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah.
He will make the Hall of Fame.
No. That's what Mahomes said. He said, really hurt his legacy. Oh, yeah.
I heard that too.
What?
That play should
that would have been
a museum.
Number one on the highlight Travis Kelce highlight reel. On the Travis Kelce highlight reel.
It really would have.
At least he pulled it off.
Not only that, but it was unscripted. He did it on his own, which is even fucking radder. And then this dipshit ruined it. I'd cut homeboy today.
Just punt him.
I would cut Tony today. Bring up somebody from the practice squad.
He's literally on his own. Lost them two games, and then the receiver, just the general shittiness of receivers in general, has lost them another two games.
Yeah. Why don't they sign Zach Ertz and run a two tight end set? Because Zach Ertz can catch the ball too.
Not sure.
He's out there. He's a free agent.
He's kind of washed.
I know he's washed, but just the threat of having him on the other side of the ball would free up Kelce more. Even
you know what I mean? Just anything is better than what they have.
Terrell Owens.
Ray Kruth.
Terrell Owens. Get Terrell Owens out there. Just see what happens for one game. Eagles are doing it with Julio Jones.
How old is Terrell Owens right
now? Who fucking cares?
42, 43.
I mean, who else is on this team here? I mean, they have zero help. He's pissed off week after week. Pat, it's your own fault. You want $500 million. You got nobody to pay, friends. So figure it the fuck out. But this whole entire AFC that was, going into this season we thought was amazing is such dog shit now. Broncos are at 7-6 now.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a team in the AFC that could win the Super Bowl.
Mr. Unlimited.
I don't think there's one.
Maybe Baltimore.
No.
Maybe?
Well, first off, let's put some respect on Joe Flacco in Cleveland. Oh.
But are they 7-6 too?
Also,
are
the Bengals better without Joe Burrow?
They're 8-5.
No.
Oh, they're 8-5. Yeah. Dude, the Browns are 8-5. Yeah. One of the best defenses.
They're a playoff team for sure, probably, right? If Flacco doesn't turn the ball over a lot.
Flacco had 3-11 and three touchdowns.
Flacco
yesterday.
Looks awesome.
I know.
Understand it.
Well, he's got good receiver. They have good talent there.
Well, yeah.
And Njoku's great. Amari Cooper's great.
But he's
got Kareem Hunt in the backfield.
He's essentially off the couch 2 weeks ago.
Why not?
And they close out Bears at Texans. And remember, CJ Stroud's out now for the year, probably.
Yeah.
So, Bears, Texans, or not for the year. He's in protocol, so he might be back.
Can we just start bringing back quarterbacks like Matt Ryan or like.
They might.
Philip Rivers.
I don't think it's that far.
Vinny Testaverde.
Why wouldn't you bring back? I mean, Matt Ryan could probably still play. By the way, for the Chiefs, pretty deep wide receiver draft class.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. But they've had that option for years.
They've got to do that.
They've never wanted to take it. So.
Also, an incredibly deep quarterback draft. I think Carolina maybe regrets trading for that pick.
For Bryce.
Yeah.
Probably.
Why do you say that? Because they're 1-11 or 1-12?
And because he's tiny. Mm. He's a tiny man. Mm.
Well, at least they gave up the first pick in this year's draft.
Yeah.
Right? Also.
And then the next 2 years.
Yeah, he could have been Caleb Williams or Drake May or any one of these countless quarterbacks that are coming out.
Somebody better than those two.
If you went with what the coach wanted CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm. Ownership wanted him.
Well, they fired
him. You can really do. Yeah.
They were like, get out of here.
Get out of here. You wanted the correct pick? You're out of here.
Tough week for CJ.
We'll see you later. Yeah, that's that concussion's no Blaine's there. You're going up against the Jets. I knew the Jets would knock out some quarterback. I mean, that's, you know, nothing you can really do.
Blood
there.
For blood.
Well, mostly they knocked out their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been announced now that he's not coming back this year.
Well, he's not
from the team or him, but from people inside the organization speaking anonymously, they're like, yeah, he's not coming back.
Yeah, they should. They're 5-8. They don't have a shot, so fuck it. Let him get healthy. Ravens came back and ended up winning in overtime. They're 10-3 over there. Eagles, are you concerned at all, genuinely?
Yeah.
What is it? Is Jalen Hurts hurt? Because he looked hurt last year in the playoffs, and they didn't really say anything.
He is banged up for sure. We're not running the ball enough. Our defense is kind of soft. It's really
getting
soft,
a little squishy.
Actually. It's very squishy.
Yeah. I do want to compliment Jalen Carter, though, however. I was at Dan's last night. Shout out to Moink Box for the wings. We cooked those up yesterday. Promo code Drinking Bros over there. Going to get you free meat for a year. We were watching the old ball game there, and I did not recognize Jalen Carter running for that touchdown because he's really slimmed down. My God, dude. He looks fucking great, that guy. I didn't even recognize him.
He's never been like big.
He was fat and exhausted last year at Georgia. He looks really fucking good and in shape, dude. Whatever he decided to do or whatever the team did for him,
he's not fucking Jordan Davis, right? Like, Jordan Davis is fat and obese.
But he's just on a fucking professional team with a nutritionist and everything, working out and shit. He's got other dudes who care as much about football as he does working out with him.
But
that's
the
difference.
If you look at Zion Williamson, for example, like, that's a guy who will never fucking figure it out, whereas Jalen Carter did the first year.
Well, at least Jalen Carter enters a locker room with a bunch of like veteran dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And guys that are like pretty much heard, like, we're not going to take any shit. Like, get on board or go home.
I was really impressed by him, man, because his motor, all that other shit. And, you know, the last time we saw him was in that Georgia-Ohio State game. He couldn't be on the field half the plays. Mm-hmm. He was sucking wind. He looks svelte, dude. He looks great. Holy shit.
We'll see if he's obviously coachable, which was a concern that a lot of people had in the draft, which is why he dropped some in the draft. But so he's obviously coachable. The question is, will he turn into a leader over time and be the next guy who finds the next Carter? Like, hey, you got to get your fucking shit together and make him a good professional as well.
He could.
I mean, he's got plenty of good mentors on that team. Fletcher Cox has been a quiet professional his entire career.
Yeah.
Stayed in shape. He's never been out of shape.
Yeah. Dak Prescott continues to keep this team moving. And it's not like Dallas did anything rushing-wise or anything else.
MVP. MVP.
No.
He's going to win now that Stroud's out. Yeah. He'll win.
Tyreek Hill. I still got Tyreek Hill. Mm. Or McCaffrey.
If they set a record, maybe.
But he will. He's close to 2,000 yards. I mean, he's only 438 away, I think, with four games left. I think he's going to hit 2,000 yards, Tyreek Hill. The only question is if they're up going into that last week and whether they decide to sit him. But nobody's hit that 2,000 yard mark, I think they'll let him go for it.
Maybe.
That's just my opinion there. 49ers look good again. And yeah, we got 4 weeks left to this.
Yeah, no one's going to beat them.
Two games tonight. Hopefully, we'll see about injuries. Look, there's been a lot of injured QBs here, including tonight. Who do we got here? Who is this? Tommy DeVito starting the rest of the year for the Giants?
Hopefully.
Who else would start?
Is. What else are they going to do?
He is, yeah. Yeah, he is. Minus six against the Packers it. Tonight.
It's Illinois' sure moment.
Yeah. Shit, Dolphins can go to 10-3 tonight if they win.
Yeah, they're in a race for the one seed.
I know. They'll be tied with Baltimore there. I don't know what the tiebreaker would be. But
I think the first one is head-to-head, and the second one is in division and in conference record.
Have they played each other? I think they have, right?
If they have, the Dolphins lost.
Ravens-Dolphins? I don't know if they've played.
Oh, shit. When's that game coming up? 12-31. They actually play each other second last game of the season. That'll be a good one, dude.
New Year's Eve. Let's go.
Yeah, and then they play the Bills after that? Oh, boy. Oh, my God. The Dolphins have a brutal schedule. Last three games, Cowboys, Ravens, Bills.
Yes. Wait, they play on New Year's Eve?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that when the playoffs are?
That's New Year's Day.
No, New Year's Day. They switched it to New Year's Day. There's also going to be games on Christmas. We got two Monday night games tonight, which has never been done before this late in the season. Are you guys aware that we have three NFL games on Saturday now that college is over? So they're fuck it.
They do that a lot.
Yeah. Saturday it's been.
They did, but not this early. Yeah. Like now they're bumping everything up, trying to eat up every last fucking day they can. And then the end of the season has now been pushed to 1-7. So,
yeah.
I mean, did they get rid of the bye week before the Super Bowl?
I mean, you got to push out as much shit product as you can.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, but 1481. So he needs 519 yards, for Tyreek Hill to do it. Four games left. That's very doable.
Fuck 120 yeah. a game, 125 yeah. a game.
He'll do it. I think he'll do it. A couple good defenses there in the Cowboys and the Ravens and the Bills. Who knows? It'll be fun to watch.
Take a flyer on the Bills right now.
Maybe.
To win the AFC?
I thought about it yesterday.
Yeah, to win the AFC. They get in. Why not?
Why not? Anybody in the AFC.
AFC's wide open.
Wide open. 100%. Whereas, I think the NFC, is it all running through San Francisco right now?
Yeah. The entire NFL is running through San Francisco.
Yeah.
There's a really good chance we just end up having a Super Bowl rematch from the last decade, either Ravens, Niners, or Chiefs, Niners.
Oof. Do you want to see the Chiefs back in there?
Not this iteration. There's no way they're going to win.
Yeah.
Niners, Dolphins would be fun.
I think that would be a blowout.
It would be. Yeah. But, you have the storyline of McDaniel.
Yeah.
Shanahan.
And at least you have superstars in with Tyreek Hill and those guys.
And also you have Shanahan, who is a wild card, but not in the way you want him to be.
In the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And it would be very on brand for him to lose to a team like the Dolphins with one of his former fucking coaches.
God. Now that I think about it, that would be a dream Super Bowl. And it'd be great.
And then the city of Miami would be happy for 3 days, and then they would go back to eating sandwiches and drinking coffee.
Exactly.
They don't give a fuck about anything.
Exactly. Let's get to these games tonight real quick. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet with us or against us. Get off the couch and get into the action today. Bet against me. I've been horrific in the NFL. I mean, absolutely fucking horrific. In the NFL here for the last 6 weeks now. It's been awful. And if you're looking at these spreads tonight and you're trying to justify it, my God, man. We'll get to it in a second. If you want tickets to any of these games, go to drinkingbrostickets.com. Got everything for you there. Concerts, NFL, college football, all the bowl games are there. Sent some our buddies to the Cowboys-Eagles game last night. Brandon Harrell went last night.
Mm.
Those guys got some tickets from us. We got everything you want over there, and it's super cheap. Shit, tonight's game, if you're in New York, bored as shit, want to go sit out and drink at the Meadowlands, that MetLife Stadium there, it's $35 to go see the Giants play the Packers. Have fun, dude.
Yeah, but then you got to take a ferry over.
No, you can get an Uber over
there. Sit on the train for an hour.
I don't think you can call them that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
A ferry?
Yeah, can't do it.
I think it's back. I think you can call people fairies.
I hope so.
Isn't that why Alec Baldwin got canceled?
No.
That's the F word that got brought back, right? Fairies?
Fairy, I think it was, yeah.
No. A lot of comedians.
He called somebody a toxic queen and a fairy, and he got canceled. His MSNBC show got canceled.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because nothing really hits like saying somebody's a fairy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com coming to Texas tomorrow. Shipment comes in at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be live in Texas over the weekend and give them like a day to put it in stores there, and we'll get it out to all you guys live in Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, Ohio, and then soon to be Texas over there. A lot of big games coming up. A lot of great places to tailgate around there for all of these games. We're available in every single Total Wine in the Southeast. Go get some Hard AF Seltzer from hardafseltzer.com. Click that store locator, type in your city or zip, and find the store nearest you so you can get a cheap 12-pack. Yes, we still ship right to your house. However, we'd prefer if you just go into stores and get it cheap as shit. It's expensive to mail it. Support us. Support the show by going to hardafseltzer.com today. Titans at the Dolphins tonight. This is Dolphins minus 13.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
Dolphins.
Woo. 13.5.
They're going to win by 20 plus.
Okay. Both these games are on the same time, by the way, which is extremely unusual. One on ESPN, one on ABC.
Are they like segmented at all? Mm-hmm. Like one's like 7, one's 8? Or
nope. They're at the exact same time tonight. Really trying to suck up every single eyeball. Dalco, who do you got tonight?
Dolphins are soft. Yep. Need a hard-nosed team like the Tennessee Titans.
They're a hard-nosed 4-8 right now.
They'll cover.
That's a working man's record.
That's a working man's record. They'll cover. They'll cover the 13.5. Yeah. Dolphins by 10.
No
there
way.
There you go. There you go. What do you got, Bob?
What's the over-under?
45.5.
I'd go.
It's in Miami. It's 75 degrees, so it's going to be nice.
Yeah, I'll take the over.
Okay. All right, perfect.
But if I had to pick on the main line, I would guess the Titans cover. At 13.5, just so
it's
much.
It's a lot, dude. It's a lot. All right, since I've been awful, I might as well just keep lighting my money on fire here. I'm going to tease this up. I'm going to take the Titans plus 20.5 and take this over down to 38.5 here in this game just so I can watch it. I need something on in the background or else I check the fuck out. Like, I've got to have at least a hundo on one of these fucking games here because there's nothing else going on in a Monday night that's that exciting once my kids go to bed.
You just want the pride.
That's it. Just something to watch while I'm doing fucking work. Next up, we got Packers at the Giants. Again, both of these games are on at the exact same time. You got YouTube TV. It'll be picture in picture, which is fucking dope. Who you got, D'Anthony? This is Packers minus 6.
Yeah, Packers. They're on a bit of a roll right now. Jordan Love, I think in his last 5 games, 11 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 108 rating. What else? I think he's averaging like 275 a game. He's really starting to come into it, and the Giants are fucking terrible.
Packers are 6-6. So, I mean, look, they've got a shot at a wild card here. Outside shot at the division if Detroit keeps playing like Detroit's playing. Who you got tonight, Delco?
Yeah, Packers starting to grow before our eyes. I think they're the youngest team in the NFL. Hitting their stride. Would not want to run into them in the playoffs. That said, 6 points too many.
Oh, boy.
Give me the G, man.
Duvio! Oh! Okay.
Instead of predicting this game, I'll take the Packers 6.5. But instead of predicting this game, the bigger question is, looks like the Packers have found their third straight generational quarterback, kind of, right? Potentially.
Oh, he's looking pretty good lately.
Maybe.
He's
now,
looking good.
Here's the question. Brett Favre was an embezzling dick pic sender.
Mm.
Aaron Rodgers is a crystal loving, weird, hippie, pansexual who maybe bottoms for Aubrey Marcus.
Yep.
What's Jordan Love's weird thing going to be?
You know, he took off his helmet after the game the other night. I've never seen him without the helmet on.
I could not pick him out of a lineup right now. If he walked in, I'd be like, hey, bro, do you like the show? 100%. Welcome in, no good seltzer.
He had fucking braids like crisscross back in the day, and I was just like, oh, all right. Like, it was not what I was expecting whatsoever underneath the helmet, and it was odd, and I was the same way. As soon as he pulled his helmet off, I was like, if you walked in here, I would say, are you here for the water? Or, like, I've never seen him in my life. It's very, very odd. But, yeah, I don't know what his thing is going to be. Who knows?
I think he's going to get busted for some weird porno. That won't be illegal, but he'll just get caught with it.
Yeah.
Just some fucked up porn and maybe like...
Let's see who he follows on Twitter.
I believe both of his parents were cops.
Really?
So maybe raised well.
Hope so.
They probably just kept roughing him up because he's black.
Because he's black, yeah.
It's just, look, I think Green Bay made a deal with the devil where... They can like they're gonna love the quarterback on the field, and then but like once the career is over, once they leave Green Bay, they will have to like totally disavow them.
Yeah,
that's the deal with the devil that Green Bay made to stay a relevant city.
Man, whatever they're doing it right here because they're fun to watch. Like I actually enjoy watching the Packers play. Even on Thanksgiving, man, I had a shit ton of money in the Lions, and the Packers destroyed them, and all I could think was, well, shit. They're an entertaining team to watch, and that's all I can really hope for these days.
Yeah.
For real.
It's hard to come by with the NFL.
It is. There was a game yesterday that was 3-0.
That was elite, though.
I was about to leave the house to go to Dan's, and I was like, I looked up and I was like, is that a real score? It was 0-0 with a minute and 30 left.
The Jets and Texans played the perfect half. It was nothing but punts.
Was it really?
Every drive ended with a punt in the first half.
Was it 0-0 at the end of the... You're kidding. I was with the kids yesterday, so I didn't get to watch much.
Well, the Vikings-Raiders was 0-0 until a minute left.
Yeah, a minute left.
That's football.
No, it's not.
That's classic American football.
The Vikings
football.
Up 3-0 also punted with 7 seconds left.
That is Princeton versus Rutgers, 1874.
It sure is, dude. Leather helmets.
We told you to not watch these games.
We told you.
Also to call the suicide hotline.
We flashed that card like 8 times, and it was all the games that we said were going to be awful. We're awful there. Was there one good game besides the Rams-Ravens is about it, right?
I mean, Chiefs-Bills was a great game.
Yeah, that's true. It's I guess it's me, man. It's painful watching him without wide receivers. That shit, like, it's weird.
What if we don't like football?
I like football.
What if we don't?
I do.
I mean, I like college football a lot. And I do like I like good NFL teams. Like, I love the NFL playoffs.
Like, even the Eagles-Cowboys, even though the Eagles got blown out last night, it was still entertaining, and I enjoyed the game.
A good football game in the NFL now is just the exception.
Yeah.
Just off.
100%.
Yeah. Honestly, if there's one league that needed to contract, it might be the NFL.
I'm all about contracting every league. Yeah. Let's get down to every professional sports league being like 16 teams.
16 all-star teams.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Yeah, I mean, look, Arthur Smith for the Falcons blew another one with 1 minute left. If you're looking for an exciting game, take the Falcons every week, and then the coach will just blow it with 1 minute left. So that's it's exciting, at least.
Many are asking, is Baker in the MVP conversation?
Yeah. No, he sure isn't.
You can't just give Baker that much time. No. And a good NFL coach would know that. So I agree.
Arthur Smith needs to fucking die. Yeah. I'm all good with him. How much is he getting from his family?
I don't know.
He's $5 billion?
Yeah.
I imagine he's a billionaire on paper.
Yeah. We don't need any of this on the sidelines here. Even Desmond Ridder had more yards than fucking Baker Mayfield.
Desmond Ridder had a great day. 347, I think?
I know. Still threw another fucking pick in the red zone there, another pick six, but whatever. I hate him. I hate the coach. Just blow up this whole fucking team. But yeah, I'm looking at it here. So you had, I don't know, 3 games that within one score and that were actually fun. The rest of these were horrific.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know how they improve at this point. And we still have 4 more weeks left. How many quarterbacks are going to go down?
12.
You think there's 12 more left?
Yeah, we got 12 more bodies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Let's get to the Ohtani story here in Major League Baseball that kind of dominated the weekend. Now, Friday, Bob, it was alleged via some weird asshole on Reddit that he was definitely going to sign with the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, I read that, and I thought it was absolutely fucking retarded. I didn't think the Blue Jays, one, had enough money, two, that Ohtani, a global superstar, wouldn't be stuck in Toronto.
Toronto's a global city.
The global, yeah.
It sure isn't. But,
oh, yeah, it is.
It is.
Toronto, come on, man.
Yeah. It's probably one of the more diverse cities on Earth, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob,
it's also
Bob
the most American city in Canada, probably.
Bob sent me a text, and he said, hey, he was never, ever going to not go anywhere other than the Dodgers. I agree with it. So let's start with how did the Blue Jays thing even get started?
He sent a plane to Toronto.
Who did?
He didn't go. He didn't
his agent. Yeah. I know, but his agent kind of did like a distraction play.
That's funny. Yeah, because there was a lot of smoke.
Is
around.
That real?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a bunch of people in Major League Baseball were being very critical of him for not publicly exploiting this situation, but he's Japanese.
Right.
Have you ever met a fucking Japanese person before? It isn't, they're not like us. They're not Americans. They're not fucking selfie sticking it and shit.
They're very humble.
Yeah. That, like, the decision of taking my talents to South Beach, no Japanese player, whatever. Do you see how this guy behaves?
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody hits him. He's a batter, but he's also a pitcher. He gets hit. And he's just like, oh, it's cool. Relax. Everybody relax. He's always very professional and polite to everybody and mm-hmm. shit. That's who he is as a person. Why the fuck did you think he was going to run a reality show?
And why do we want our athletes to run a reality show for these free agent things? That's what I hate about the NBA.
People want stuff to talk about.
I guess, but like, dude, he's quietly trying to get the biggest contract of all time, which he did.
Yeah, and all these fucking turds that were whining about him doing a disservice to the sport. Like, no, you're a cunt.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit. Shut the fuck up. God, I don't really understand that.
I don't understand it. But yeah, the last time I hung out with a bunch of Japanese people was at Benihana's, and it's the same way. They were very humble when they cooked my meal, and then they did the onion volcano. I applauded, but they didn't ask for it.
Yeah, they never
actually
let me
look down on you for applauding.
Yeah,
they've never once let me kiss them after they do the onion volcano. Every time I like, that was so impressive. Would you like to open mouth kiss? And
they say, no, sir.
They shove your mouth full of shrimp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just a humble people.
But $700 million for one guy in Major League Baseball.
It's worth it.
Is it worth it?
Yeah. No salary cap. Also, contract was written to have or help with the team.
There's
tax.
A luxury tax.
Yeah. The luxury tax. Yeah. Yeah.
Look, he is going to bring in so much value to the franchise that, yeah, it's fine.
Japan doesn't have that many athletes that are stars, so he just brought in 100 million people that are Dodger fan now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I read was people were saying behind the scenes, they were like, I don't really think you understand how much the jersey sales will be overseas and how much it'll do for the Dodgers globally. And they said, look, he probably could have asked for more money. I don't know the rights on the side of Major League Baseball and jerseys and all that stuff and how that works out, but $700 million for a guy that, let's face it, will maybe only pitch 2 years. He's coming off his second Tommy John surgery, mm-hmm. and he's essentially a glorified DH.
They're paying $70 million a year for a DH. Like, in terms of on-field production, like I tweeted this the other day, like a couple days ago. I was like, if he was from anywhere other than Japan, his story would be cool, but he would not be worth anywhere near what he got. Because, like, if he was Dominican,
no one would care.
Yeah. Yeah, or American for that matter.
But Japan is just so, like, star-starved. They just latch on to whoever the big name is.
Yeah. And that's fine. Like, if the Dodgers can justify it, it's great. They're going to space out that contract like Bob and Bonilla. It's going to go on for 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that's going to affect their actual luxury tax, but we'll see. I know how it's going to affect him financially. He's going to spend about 54% of that on taxes in California.
If he has a good accountant.
Oh, yeah. Have you lived in California before?
Get creative.
Yeah. The only way to get creative is to start a business. As an individual, you're fucked.
Right.
In California.
He's got to start. I'm sure he'll do that.
He'll be fine. He'll end up making $500 million in contract over the course of his career. But
I mean, he's going to be a billionaire. Like, if you add in all the,
endorsements.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But as far as whether or not it's worth it, I guess it depends on what you mean. For the franchise, sure, because they're going to become fuck America's team. They're going to be the global team now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't know what the current valuation of the Dodgers. I would guess probably somewhere in the $6 billion range. It's going to double over the course of the next 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the plan here is. And we talked about that with other teams. It's one of the reasons I thought the Braves might take a risk on it, because they're a publicly traded organization, mm-hmm. and you can fucking double a stock price.
Yeah,
you can make some money, right? So I think you're gonna see this current ownership group sell this team in the next 3 or 4 years.
Well, they just bought it about 2 years ago. I know Magic Johnson is one of the owners over there, but I'm with you. This with a 10-year deal, that's a long-term play. Mm-hmm. Of, let's say you held on for 5 more years and sold it when he's 35 years old, you could get God knows how much money for it. As a on-the-field thing, can the Dodgers now win the World Series?
They're full of holes.
They still don't have pitching.
They have no pitching right
justify
now.
Justify it. Let's go. Talk yourself into the Braves. Just dog walking the Dodgers.
The current iteration of the Braves right now can't win a World Series either, I don't think.
They need more pitching.
They need way more pitching. They need way more pitching, and they need a fucking left fielder, and they need a better manager and a bunch of other shit. Yeah.
I think they've patched up the bullpen, but the rotation needs another dude.
You guys just can't beat an 87-win Philadelphia Phillies.
You're not even going to make the playoffs this year, so I'm not worried about it. It's not going to be a problem this year.
Yeah.
All right, maybe the Diamondbacks will jump up and bite us.
Here's the problem for the Dodgers right here. Clayton Kershaw had another really great year, but you know what he's like in the playoffs. Urias had a bad year. Gonsolin came back to his normal performance level. Well, he sucks.
Urias isn't coming back. No, he's a free done. Agent who just beat up his girlfriend at a soccer game.
So he's not even around anymore, but I'm just talking about from last year.
Yeah.
Gonsolin finally returned to the guy we've seen his entire career. He had a 2-year bump. He's done. Lance Lynn has got a 5.5 ERA every year. And then Bobby Miller. It's like even next year when Ohtani is pitching, they still only have two guys, and he's getting $70 million a year.
Well, they'll have Walker Buehler still coming
we'll
off
see.
TJ. Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, he might not be back until midseason this year.
They are just out of dudes, man.
Now, if they trade for Mike Trout.
Who are they going to trade? I mean, I guess it's
their farm system.
Don't they
typically have like one of the better farm systems?
They do.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. They don't need another bat. They're good to go.
No,
they're,
win every game 13-11.
That you can't. You fucking can't. I mean, you can in the regular season, but like they're already good. They have Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Max Muncy, Gavin Lux will be back. Will Smith is maybe the second, third best hitting catcher in baseball. Like, they've got dudes. They're fucking
also,
fine.
Can't you? The Rangers just won a World Series, winning every game, scoring 10 runs.
They had good pitching.
They had good pitching, but
they didn't necessarily need good starters. It just depends. It's really just getting hot. But, like, their pitching is, it's not like, oh, maybe they could do something. You know what I mean? Like, oh, maybe with the right, because not like Jordan Montgomery's a world beater or whatever, but, like, dude, they fucking, I mean, there's nobody there. There is fucking nobody. And their bullpen's fucking shallow, too.
Their bullpen's not great. Their starting rotation is shallow, and their overall team defense is bad.
Bad.
Now, they're going to score a lot of runs, probably 1,000, maybe. Maybe they finally break that 1,000 run barrier, but they're going to give up 1,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely trade Mike Trout if you're the Angels, and then just pack up shop, move. Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get, it's... Put him out of his misery.
You were saying, you were saying the fucking White Sox.
It was him, yeah. The White Sox were talking
Nashville.
Jerry Reinsdorf, the White Sox owner, was talking to the mayor of Nashville this week.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be a great move for them.
I would hate to see them move. But I'd rather the Angels move.
It's not that. Have you been down to that White Sox stadium?
I just like the idea of White Sox.
I can hear the gunshots.
Same. It's just pure safety at that point. Like... I don't know. I don't know what you do unless you clean up the south side of Chicago.
It's not even the south side. That stadium sucks.
Stadium's not great.
The stadium's not great, but even the south side of Chicago, what's the incentive for a business owner to go in there and be like, great, we'll build a new stadium? There isn't. You're still in the south side of Chicago.
Those aren't White Sox fans, though. White Sox fans, I feel like, enjoy the misery.
They
like being White Sox fans. That's why they're not Cubs fans. They like just kind of having a negative perspective on life. That's what White Sox fans are.
Nashville or Austin would be great destinations for a baseball team. Be fun. If the Nashville thing is real, shit, that would rock, actually.
Would we be a good sports city?
Well, I mean, we are.
Yeah, we are with soccer.
Soccer.
That's the MLS thing is like everybody gets excited for 4 or 5 years and then just kind of like, all right, we're over it.
It just, I mean, look, a baseball team can succeed anywhere if you do it right, essentially, right? So if they put a park in San Marcos and they're like, it's for San Antonio and Austin,
that's going
to
suck.
You need to be near downtown somewhere.
Yep.
Near a downtown.
It's got to be on Lady Bird Lake.
Exactly.
Like, it needs to be a day drinking destination type of thing. It needs to be a thing to do and not like a whole fucking event where you got to like get in the fucking car and go all the way out. And like that shit. That you can do that for a football game. You can't do that for a baseball game, I think.
And with the construction that Nashville and Austin are currently under, would it matter just to throw in a stadium on top of it? Probably not now.
Does Nashville deserve more pro sports? Probably not.
Look.
They're great with the Preds. I don't know how they are with the Titans.
Great with the Preds. Look.
Titans, it's great.
The Titans stadium sucks, though. You've been there.
Yeah.
The fans are fine. And it's easy to walk to from the hotels and all that shit. I personally like it. I just don't like that stadium, but they're getting rid of it. Same thing with Predators or downtown. If they put the baseball team down there, it could be a fun area. I think the best one to do it in a downtown city to me is probably the Colorado Rockies. As far as like the bars and everything down there around the team and all that shit, it's a blast. So if they did something like that, it would be great. But yeah, the rest of free agency season now is kind of up in the air. Who else is left? Soto's gone. He went to the Yankees.
Yeah.
Oh, there's quite a few people left.
Who do we got? And is there anybody the Braves or any of the big boys are targeting?
My guess is the Braves are more likely to make a trade.
Yeah, we'll see. So there's Yamamoto, the Japanese pitcher. He's 25. And there's still a bunch of teams in on him. He's going to get a very lucrative deal.
So they're saying it's between New York Mets and New York Yankees for Yamamoto.
What money do the Mets have to spend on him? They had the highest payroll in the history of baseball last year, and they still have most of those guys on the roster.
Not sure. I'm not sure where any of these people get hired.
Yeah. Who cares?
And they also fucking won like 70 games. Cody Bellinger's still available. The Braves are not going to be in on him now that they have Jordan Kelenic. So that's not
Bellinger back to the Dodgers.
Blake Snell and
the Cy Young winner. Blake just won the Cy Young.
Yeah, Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery, two left-handed pitchers, are still available. One of those makes sense for the Braves.
I lean Montgomery personally.
Yeah, and then Dylan Cease and Tyler Glasnow are also free agents.
Josh Hader,
Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, actually flew to Japan to meet with him personally. Here,
sure he did.
So Cody Bellinger's up there. They're saying best bets, Giants, Blue Jays, Cubs for Cody Bellinger.
I wouldn't be surprised if he just goes back to the Cubs.
Yeah. You and I saw him play there. Looked happy as shit, but why wouldn't you be?
Well, I mean, I think, honestly,
it's awesome.
To get max value, he's 28 right now. To get max value, I think he needs to have one more year like last year to show people it wasn't a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to get like a 6-year deal for fucking $300 million, to be honest. So he's probably better off taking a one or two year deal right now.
And in all the guys you just mentioned with Dylan Cease and Tyler Glasnow, Braves aren't in any conversation for him.
I think not according to ESPN, but ESPN doesn't like talking about the Braves. For whatever the fuck reason. I don't know why.
And also, Alex Anthopoulos is the most tight-lipped GM in baseball. There are no leaks ever from that front office. So they are pure. They go on pure speculation. So the people who do talk to people who do whisper little things to them so they can have their stories from, you know, the Padres or the Yankees or whoever, like that's why they get written about more.
Well, let's break down Yamamoto, for example. With Ohtani going to L.A., massive market, global market there. The New York teams would make the most sense for him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not going to L.A.
You got to think the Yankees are the ones who are going to spend the money, personally.
Yeah.
They're a lot closer. I don't think – well, I don't know why the Mets would do that and make him flounder for 2 to 3 years. I don't know why he would do that. Because the Mets said to Scherzer when they were trading him, he was like, do you think you'll be competitive again maybe like next year, the year after? And they're like, no, it's going to be a 3-4 year rebuild. So I don't think you start the rebuild by making a guy pitch for you for 4 years until he's fucking 29.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, we might make the playoffs this year.
Right.
I don't think the Mets will do it. And if he goes to the Mets, he's a fucking moron.
Look, I agree. The Mets are going to Met. It doesn't really matter, but they have all the money in the world there, apparently. We'll switch on over here to the in-season NBA tournament that the Lakers won. LeBron was celebrating like it was a real title.
Well, he's about to get his award named the whatever regular season in-season tournament MVP.
The LeBron James trophy?
Will for sure be the LeBron James trophy moving forward.
My God, dude.
Gross.
People were questioning whether this makes him the GOAT now of all time. Yes. First of all,
this new thing they created?
I'm sorry, Michael Jordan has zero in-season tournament championships.
None.
Does anybody... All right, let me ask you this. Honest opinion. Did anybody care about this or watch any of it?
I liked that Indiana is excited. Like, Halliburton's cool.
Yeah.
And it would have been tied if they won it, but no, I don't care that the Lakers won.
I don't care about the in-season tournament.
I couldn't watch it because the courts were so horrifying.
All of them and every single it was game.
Those courts made it un-fucking wild.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like universally successful.
No, I'm asking. Was it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was successful.
Okay.
And then
people liked it.
I think it's real now because for your top guys, it probably doesn't matter, but. For like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 on your bench, getting an extra $500,000
yeah.
for winning that tournament. Yeah. That's for in a lot of cases, if you're on a minimum salary, that doubled your salary.
It did. So there was, I think, 10 guys total, and it doubled. It literally doubled their salary.
You have NBA guys that actually care about a regular season game.
Yeah. Sure.
That's a nice change of pace.
Yeah. I just didn't watch any of it. I'm with you on the courts
the courts
and everything
are terrible,
else.
Yeah.
It was very odd to watch. And then, what do you celebrate here? So let's say the Lakers don't win the championship. Hey, but we got the in-season tourney thing.
They should add an incentive, maybe like an extra lottery pick. Like that'd you win fun. The in-season tournament, you get a lottery pick.
You well, get they've like also, one extra yeah. last pick.
They've also been talking about that being an auto bid for the playoffs.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, that wouldn't be
and
bad.
The original proposition was a 6 seed. That's way too high. It's you, maybe a play-in game. Like you're
or
10.
Or an 8 set?
You're 10.
Maybe an 8. Who cares?
So like no matter what, you have if you don't seed higher than that, you have to play the auto.
I shit. Like that. Yeah. That'd be fun.
That's dope. I think the lottery pick is. Although players playing for another player, like to get a draft pick, I don't think the players care.
Players care if it's a lottery pick that could potentially be the number one overall pick.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be fun. Andy Reid here is at a press conference right now, and he says the Chiefs will not give up on Tony after gaffe. I would definitely.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would call it, the first call I would make is to Elon Musk. Be like, hey, how's that moon thing going?
Is it?
Can we send this asshole up there? Maybe he can catch a ball up there.
Because you guys are going in like 2 days, right? Yeah. So can we just put him there and just put a helmet on him and see what happens?
Tie him to the outside of the rocket. It's fine.
I bet you the rocket would be offsides though at launch. We'll switch on over here to college football here. A lot of people moving around here. Sam Hartman just declared for the NFL draft.
Cool.
For Notre Dame. He had like a 5-minute Instagram video. Did you guys see this?
No. He's a handsome man.
He's a good-looking dude. I mean, he definitely doesn't look like a college guy.
Women,
looks like he's 37 years
women
old.
Women love Sam Hartman.
They do. Yeah. They do love Sam Hartman. But most of these players are on the move. The quarterback of Duke is now crystal bald, I guess. I hate that fucking phrase that people are using, but to go to Notre Dame.
Riley Leonard, yeah. That makes sense.
Sure. I guess.
Is that what Notre Dame's going to do? That's going to pick off ACC quarterbacks? They can't recruit? It's a fucking million-year-old blue blood fucking university and they can't recruit?
That's what I guess that's what the question is. Is this what we're doing now?
Well,
is kind
of the
just
last
giving
seven,
up on recruits?
Five of the last seven Heisman winners were transfer quarterbacks from the previous year.
Is that real?
Yes.
Okay.
It does work.
It definitely fucking works.
It works. You need, I mean, and it totally depends on the situation, right? Like you... If you have a team that is like mostly there, I think your number one priority needs to be the transfer portal. I think if you have a team that's reloading or whatever, you can
it's got me excited.
I mean, what the fuck was Ohio State doing this offseason? They knew McCord wasn't going to be good enough. You were talking about it last year.
Yeah, I was talking about it
last
year.
So what the fuck?
Well, so Ohio State's a tricky one simply because they had the guy. It was Quinn Ewers. You can't stop these kids from transferring.
That was three goddamn years ago.
He was the guy that was supposed to start this year.
Yeah, so but they had 3 years to get into the fucking portal.
But
what the fuck?
They asked and they said, hey, dude, are you going to fucking do it? And was like, all right. C.J. Stroud was about an hour away from coming back. I don't really blame
you. You're trying to get Drake May, too.
And they backed up the truck for Drake May, and he said no. Why? I don't really know.
I think
so they tried, and then they got two fucking all-world studs this year. It was just one of those in-between years where – you got to block these guys from going to the portal, and then how much you're going to pay these guys for the portal. Cam Ward, for example, where do you think he ends up? My guess is Florida State at this point. Ohio State said they're not bidding on quarterbacks, which I like. I think if you do that, it sets a bad precedent. Like, if you're at Notre Dame, how are you recruiting a quarterback out of high school when you're just buying up dudes every offseason?
I also just don't think Cam Ward's worth $2 million or whatever he's going to get.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, but would
he's
you have said that,
fucking good.
Would he's you have fine. Said that about Jaden Daniels?
No, I wouldn't. No, he's a Heisman winner. So,
would you have said that about him when he was leaving Arizona?
You need to look
State?
At that roster too that they had at Arizona State that Herm.
I
had.
Saw the
It's kind of insane that they were never good.
That man could recruit, I guess.
Yeah. He can recruit. He's great with parents and family. You know, he used to do the welcome to the NFL rookie league with all the rookies and say, here's not how to spend your money.
Don't hit your girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's building better men.
Violence,
yeah.
All that other stuff.
Build better men. It's not about wins and losses.
It's not. It's about building a better man. But Heisman Trophy, Jaden Daniels. We had that. Did you guys have Jaden Daniels?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't understand these people that are like, it's the worst Heisman in a long time.
His numbers were insane.
50 fucking touchdowns.
He had one of the most impressive seasons of all time.
He had more touchdowns than fucking Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Like, you were complaining because he had three losses that weren't his fucking fault.
And like then they were comparing it. They're making it racial, and they're like, "Look at Tim Tebow's when he won it was he was, they were like 9-4 or whatever."
Ugh, Lord, yeah.
But what does it have to do? Like, look, it has, you, well, they had two. You had a Tebow, shitty defense. There.
The Tebow Heisman too was kind of a make em up for the year before.
Yeah, he should have won the year before. Yeah. I don't have a fucking issue with that.
Also with Tebow, or actually not with Tebow, with the Heisman, I mean, like, it's become a little bit more of an MVP award over the last decade than it was previously. I don't remember it being that crazy that Tebow won it on a 9-4 team. Like, I remember,
maybe, and he was he's probably a top 10 college football player of all time.
Right,
easily.
So yeah, that didn't really, like, it in the last 10 years, it's that narrative has really shifted to like, well, his team wasn't even that, like, but yeah, like, you don't want to give it to, you know, some Fresno State quarterback who puts up 70 touchdowns in a season, but at the same time, like, you know, they don't need to be in the fucking college football playoff to win a fucking Heisman. Like,
especially if you're in the SEC. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not his fault. He had a dog shit defense down there. Mm-hmm. So, and a coach with a fake Southern accent. He can't do anything about those two things. So, yeah, I thought this was justified because people were bitching the night before about the Biletnikoff Award with Marvin Harrison. They were like, oh, man, neighbors had better number. Well, you're the best quarterback in the nation there. Who's going to get drafted first in the NFL? Well, that doesn't matter. Well, it kind of does. Jane Daniels was the best player there was. I guess if you were going for most valuable, you might say you have an argument for Penix because they're in the playoffs. And if it wasn't for his heroics all goddamn year long, that team doesn't – they probably lose four games?
They probably win 8 games. But, yeah, no, they're not a playoff contender without Penix.
Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe there's some argument for that, but Jaden Daniels to me was the best quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the
not
player in the nation. That was an easy one.
It's not it's not an MVP. It's an MOP, right? It's like the most outstanding player, essentially, is what it is.
So yeah.
It's a little more, well, not a little more, but it's a different sort of subjectivity, I guess.
A lot of speculation about where he's going in the draft. Where do you got him? Kirk Herbstreit said, "Well, I would take him first."
I've seen him as high as 4th. To the Commanders.
I've seen them top 10.
Jaden Daniels, mm-hmm. You're saying?
Yep.
If I'm the Bears and I have the first pick and I do decide to send Fields packing, I take him for sure.
Okay.
Like, he's the best quarterback in the draft.
And right? By the way, like...
But, you want to put a guy like that on a team that's ready to win now. I don't think he's a development guy. You know what I mean?
I still think Caleb Williams is probably the best quarterback.
I do, too.
But he's got a personality issue, that guy. Very suspicious.
We'll see.
I blame Lincoln Riley.
He's a bitch.
Yeah, I blame Lincoln Riley.
No, Lincoln Riley is not his dad. Lincoln Riley's not the guy that raised him to be a bitch. He's a little bitch.
He cried because he cared.
He cries because he cares, you know?
That's okay at T-ball.
Hey, cry because you care, right?
No.
Cry.
I want my quarterback to care.
That grown men, it's acceptable to cry when like a close friend dies or at the Grand Canyon. And that's it. Dog. Yeah, that's it. Don't let me fucking catch you crying.
What about a single tier? So, like, you go to the Grand Canyon, you're allowed to have a single tier.
Yeah, single tier. Or if you're a Native American, you see a piece of garbage on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One tier. Although that guy was Italian, but whatever.
Yeah, he was close enough.
Yeah.
He looked close enough over there. Now, the question is, does Daniels or any of those guys play? Because right now, Hartman dropped out of the Sun Bowl there, so he's...
Yeah, there's no reason to play these games.
I wouldn't play
either.
You get an insurance policy, maybe.
Yeah.
Are you going to insure $500 million that he might make in the NFL?
I mean, it's definitely not going to happen this year, especially after, you know, Jordan Travis's leg exploded against North Alabama. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those years where they're going to be like, dude, I can't.
And again, I think bowl games should just be like, we're getting ready for the future. Here's a game. It's like a glorified spring game.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it's become now. Even that spread, by the way, they were talking about, it's the largest shift in bowl history for a game.
Is it really?
Missouri, Ohio State.
It's so funny.
8.5 points it shifted down there the other way. No starters named there at all on the Ohio State side. So,
my Knights are in the mix right now for a quarterback.
Who are they getting? Do you know?
Perhaps it's between us and NC State, it's looking like, but Grayson McCall. From Coastal Carolina.
Okay.
Been there for 10 years.
Yeah. Veteran.
He's 48.
That's what you want, dude.
Yeah.
Look at the guys in the fucking Heisman. I mean, it's Penix, Daniels, and
it's just adults.
And Bo Nix.
But we have to overcome his family being able to travel to every game. Because North Carolina State, I guess, next year only plays 3 games out of the state.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so Coastal?
North Carolina State. Okay. So that's their recruiting pitch for Grayson McCall is you get to watch all of his games except three.
Wow.
Travel's easier, yeah. Whereas with UCF, it's like, yeah, we're going to go to Houston and then Kansas. And
Utah.
Then, yeah. Oh, God, I forgot about
Arizona.
That.
Jesus. That's right, dude.
New Big 12.
That's going to be a weird part of these pitches to kids, man. And their parents, because a lot of parents want to go.
We gotta make a rivalry with Arizona State, just UCF Arizona State.
Yeah,
it's the same school.
Race to 100K.
Yeah,
a buddy of mine's kid went to Arkansas for that reason, University of Arkansas, where at least they could travel around and see him play in the Southeast. But now with realignment, shit, man. You're gonna be going to different coasts.
That is still absolutely a huge recruiting pitch. I know that. Mm-hmm. That's
no, it is.
Why Missouri, when we moved to the SEC, we shifted a lot of our recruiting from Texas to Georgia, Florida, because you know their kids, they'll be able to see their kids play more.
Yeah, yeah. It should be fun. We got college basketball up next here. Arizona held on to the one seed. Any surprises over the weekend in college basketball?
Nothing really. Season's going pretty steady. Things still shaking out. I think Marquette beat the shit out of Notre Dame. Caught part of that game. It's just a good. It's just a normal start to the college basketball season so far. Kansas looks great.
Villanova looks bad.
Are they still ranked?
Nope.
No, they're not ranked anymore.
No, uh-huh. They've lost like 4 or 5 games.
Yeah. They're not ranked anymore. Kentucky's in there. Top 5, Arizona, Kansas, Purdue, Houston, and UConn.
Oh, did Purdue lose to Alabama?
Yeah, I think they did. That was the big game of the week. No, they beat Alabama.
Oh,
sorry.
They came back?
Okay. Yeah, they came back.
But they're down pretty big. I think like double digits. Yeah.
Ohio State beat Alabama 2 weeks ago. Is Alabama not any good this year?
They're still Alabama's good, Alabama. They did drop out of the rankings. But
they just shoot threes.
Okay.
They're still a solid
Clemson's team. Also on the rise right now. They got a kid, PJ Hall, that's averaging like 20 points a game, senior, that's pretty good. I think they're like 12 or 13.
Right, yeah, they're now 13 and they're 9-0 right now. It's rare. I can't remember Clemson having a good basketball team in my lifetime, I don't think.
They were decent last year.
Were they?
Yeah.
They have some good years.
I will say, though, not really a dark horse, but a team that might be off other people's radar to win a natty, Creighton.
Okay.
Creighton's
this year.
Incredibly experienced.
Creighton's at 8 right now.
Yeah.
They got a good team. They're 8-1 there. North Carolina's at 9, and then Gonzaga rounds out the top 10.
They're not giving you Gonzaga vibes?
Creighton?
Yeah.
No, they play in a real conference.
That's true. They play in the Big East, yeah. They play real teams every week once conference play starts.
Oh, did they shift that over there? Good for those guys.
Creighton's been in the Big East for a while. It's just all
have they?
Yeah, it's just
they just redid the Big East to be a basketball conference.
It's all like Catholic
smart
schools.
Smart.
It's essentially like the Catholic conference.
Yeah, why not? Is Patino there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. St. John's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that, dude.
It's a great conference. It really is. It is really good basketball. It's Marquette. I mean, right now...
you still have the best recruits up there. So it would make sense that it's pretty good.
Yeah, they have Big East. It's a really good conference. It's UConn, Creighton, Marquette. Obviously, you got St. John's with Patino. Villanova's in it. Xavier is usually very good. Butler. I mean, it's a Providence. It's a really fucking solid conference.
Okay. Last but not least, we got UFC coming up on Saturday night.
Let's
here.
Go.
You got Leon Edwards versus Colby Covington.
Colby hasn't fought in like 2 years.
I know. He's finally back here. Who you got in this one?
I got Leon. It's -160 right now, but Leon, I think, has just been the more active fighter, obviously, but he's just getting better, and he's starting to hit his prime. So,
is this the last pay-per-view of the year here for UFC? Because they jacked up that price to $80, which is not sweet.
It's a great card, though.
It is a great card. Who else is on it? Tell everybody.
I mean, you got Ian Garry on it.
Pantoja.
Pantoja's fighting Roy Val, which will be really fun. That'll just be an exciting fight. But you guys don't respect guys that are 125.
No, sure don't.
Ferguson's fighting Paddy Pimblett, though.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ferguson might end
Paddy
his
the
life.
Baddie?
we're hoping
Ferguson might kill him, and then Ferguson might die immediately afterwards.
We're hoping, because Tony's on like a 6-fight losing streak, maybe 7. I forget. He just keeps losing. But they keep... I don't know if I can stomach him losing the Paddy.
Like, it'd be just, I couldn't either.
The worst fall from grace.
Wonder Boy's fighting Shokvat.
God damn, Shavkat.
Let's go. Yeah. Rachmanov.
Yeah.
Shavkat's awesome. He's Bryce got Mitchell's 17 wins with 17 finishes, so Wonder Boy, we'll stand with him, and we'll see if Shavkat tries to... I mean, he was in deep water against Jeff Neal and eventually got to finish in the third round, but it'd be fun to see if Wonder Boy can get one last moment of glory, I guess.
It'd be great. Where is this at, by the way?
Oh, fuck. I think it's just Vegas.
Oh, in Vegas?
Okay. I could be wrong.
Oh, yeah, it's at T-Mobile.
Ooh. All right, so Ferguson right now on MyBookie.com is plus 225. I've got to take Ferguson over Paddy. I have to do this.
I know. You don't want to do this to yourself, though. Remember, I was trying to talk us into Tony against Bobby Green, and he got submitted by Bobby Green.
I watched Paddy's last fight. It was fucking awful.
Tony... He's Navy SEAL training right now with David Goggins.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best fight prep.
If you're trying to write a book.
He's going to win, though.
Yeah. It is.
I gotta go Tony here. I'm also desperate, and I'm down to like $2,500 left in my account. So.
Okay. I wouldn't put it on Tony.
This has been a bad year of gambling for me.
I think they're just trying to get one last rub from Tony for Paddy. Give him a little momentum. So he can have that name on his resume.
So do you think he dumps it? You think he dumps his fight for Paddy to build the bullshit? Paddy's just not intentionally going to dump
it. Tony just is old and washed. And Paddy never was, but...
One good shot will put him out. He's got so much traumatic brain injury at this point.
Yeah, but
I think... Just a clip on the chin and he's done.
I think one clip on Paddy's chin and he's done.
I hope.
I'm going to go Ferguson in this.
It's not juicy enough, right? Like it, Tony
225 is juicy.
Tony at this point in his career should be like plus 400.
I think I'm going Ferguson. You know, yeah, 225. I'm doing this. Listen, I'm desperate. I'm desperate hoping Tony right now.
Wins, beats Paddy, and just goes off into the sunset.
There's good fights on the undercard too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Cody Garbrandt,
Josh Emmett and Bryce Mitchell. That's a good fight.
Who do you have Colby against Leon, by the way?
I got Leon.
Okay. Yeah. He's minus 145 in this one. Over under 4.5. Do you expect it to go to distance?
It should, yeah. They typically don't finish people.
They're going to wrestle.
Now, Paddy and Tony, that over under is 1.5. That's it. I don't think this thing is going past 2.
Well, neither one of those guys likes to wrestle too much, you know?
Tony and Paddy, no, they're both grapplers.
When's the last time you've seen Tony Ferguson grapple in the ring?
He tries.
Yeah,
he's been in a war for like 8 fights.
No, he
in
always
a row.
Tries to go for like he pulls guard and then tries to get him down, and then he gets submitted by Bobby Green. it's so sad.
This is the first
like
time
like Bobby Green submitting Tony Ferguson is like me submitting like Tony Ferguson. Not far off because Bobby doesn't really do jiu-jitsu.
Right. This is the first time in a long time, though. All these fights are pretty evenly matched, except for Paddy. Paddy's minus 350. But the rest of the undercard is pretty evenly matched all the way up and down the card. So it should be a blast. All right. If this is the last one of the year, I'm in then Saturday night. Fucking A. Let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah. Cody Garbrandt's on this card, on the undercard for some reason. Who else is on the other card?
Yeah,
there's some good fights.
Really good fights.
I do hope Luque just knocks Ian Garry.
I mean,
on the
like early prelims, Alonzo Menafield is always fun to watch.
Dustin Jacoby should win.
Yeah, Jacoby. That's going to end in a stoppage one way or the other. Jacoby that'll be a fun fight.
Over under's 1.5 in that fight too. So yeah, that's going to end early.
But if you want some juice, I would take Luque over Ian Garry, just because I think Ian Garry's got too much going on outside of the ring. He's getting kind of dumped on for.
So he's at plus 260.
Yeah. Ian Garry right now is a little too distracted because people are shitting on him for his wife writing a book 10 years ago about how to lock down a wag or how to become a wag and lock down an athlete.
What's a wag?
Wife and girlfriend.
Yep. So she's 40. He's 25.
Oh.
So she locked him down and potentially maybe even coerced the whole lockdown athlete thing.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just
they have a kid?
His wife probably doesn't love him.
Yeah, his wife doesn't love him.
Come on, man. Is that real?
Does that make you fight harder or less hard? Right? Know. Like you're not motivated or you're taking out your anger in the ring.
But wouldn't you be a better wife if your husband was younger? Because you're like, I can't lose this guy. I've got to do whatever I can to keep him.
She just keeps 25. Upgrading, I guess.
Well, I haven't read the book. Is the book all about sucking dick?
Yeah. The book clearly works. Yeah. If she did it herself.
Is the book, is she just like.
It's almost an endorsement for the book.
It's a book. Yeah. There's a her on the front, like looking pensive and or whatever the fuck, like an author, right? Uh-huh. And then it's a flip book. You just flip through the pages and it's her. Just fucking doing the gawk 5,000 or whatever.
She also took her maiden name as his middle name.
That's sweet, dude.
Because he wanted the Brazilian clout. Yeah. So he's Ian Machado Gary.
I like that. Machado's a good one, dude.
It is.
If you're looking for a
especially
strong...
as a fighter, yeah. Machado when your name's good.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But he's Irish. he's super awesome. Irish.
I'm a big fan of this.
Who's the wife? Layla Anna Lee.
Sounds right.
Layla.
I mean, yeah, here it is. I mean, this is like self-published nonsense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That's a terrible... book cover, everything. Is that the cover?
Yeah, that's on Amazon.
Like, it looks like a little child did this.
Yeah,
is that her?
I guess so. I mean, she's pretty
looks
hot.
Great for her age. This looks like a little. What child.
She wrote this 10 years ago?
Oh, all right.
She still looks good.
Like I'm sure she's good
for 40 and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good for her.
But he is two stars. Trying to be the next Conor McGregor. And he married a woman that's 15 years older than he is.
Yeesh. Can't do that. Can't do that, friend. Sorry about it. But that's going to be a great card. All right, I'm all in for this. $80, though. Shit. Fucking Dana White, man.
Oh, I'm stealing it.
Pay your fighters.
I'm not fucking paying for this. I'll go to a bar and watch.
Pay your fucking fighters, dude. $80. Shit. All right, kids. Thanks for tuning in. Head on over to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. We're going to go live with fake news here at the top of the hour. In about 14 minutes over there. Also, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Head on over to Spotify, too. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away at that point. Look, bet at your own risk in the NFL this year. It's been brutal for all of us. There's not a lot of winners out there. And there was a couple people who were coming after me and Drinker Bros Sports on Facebook, and they're like, Ross, what the fuck? We're all in the same boat, dude. I'm looking at your motherfuckers' betting slips as well, dude. NFL is rough right now, man. Because even part of me tonight looks at this Packers game and is like, why couldn't Tommy DeVito win this game tonight, you know?
All these games are fucking coin flip. They're random.
So wild. But I'm still going to bet it because I'm a fucking junkie. And then when the account's out, it's out at that point. Sorry, dude. Rough sledding this year in the NFL. Hopefully I'll turn it around tonight. Flip on over to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. We will be live at the top of the hour for Drinking Bros Fake News. In the meantime, we appreciate you tuning in to sports. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning.